To learn more about income disparity in professional sports, we turn now to someone who negotiates player contracts. Keith Kreider is president and CEO of Edge Sports International Incorporated. That's a sports management and marketing group. He joins us now from Evanston, Illinois. So glad you're with us.
It's my pleasure.
It sounds like this financial gulf between players in the NBA and the NBA's Development League is just a fact of life. There must be, I guess, a lot of frustration for those who play at the very highest level of the game but can't quite get into the majors. How do you deal with that with your clients?
Well, it's certainly they are frustrated, but they understand the reality, which is they have to pay their dues, they have to keep working, and, you know, maybe their name will be called. Teams scout that league heavily. They're very much so on top of who's playing very well, and, you know, I think a lot of players, they understand the reality, and believe it or not, they choose to play in the developmental league over high-paying jobs overseas. I mean, there's some guys turning down $500,000 to play in the developmental league.
Well, Tom's piece mentioned how the global market for basketball talent is actually making that competition even fiercer for those who really want those coveted NBA spots. So how does that work for you? What's your role in that, in helping a player decide whether they're going to stay on the development league, hoping to move into the NBA or take a shot in Argentina or Italy or China?
You know, it's such a fine balance because what I like to do at first is assess their financial situation. If they have a family and they're pretty much short on cash and they don't have a big income, you know, if they're staring at a contract from Lithuania or Italy or wherever that is presenting itself at $20,000 a month, I have them take a long look at that and say, are you aware of what you could possibly be risking? And more often than not, they always say to me, well, I feel like I belong and it's just in my gut and I want to take that chance. Believe it or not, a handful of my guys have in fact turned down big contracts, gone to the D-League, and have gone on to make the league and make good money.
Does play overseas come with the kind of ancillary income that a player can earn in the NBA, the endorsement contracts and commercial contracts and the like?
The answer to that is no. You do not see marketing deals overseas at all, even for the most prolific athletes who began their career in Europe, came over to the NBA. Lately, you're seeing a little bit more action, but very, very little opportunity exists in Europe for people playing overseas.
And what's the income trend overseas? Is it likely that that gap will lessen over time?
I do think it will. You're now seeing some of the better players in Europe signing for a couple $1 million per year. I do think they still pale in comparison to what you're seeing in the NBA. In the NBA, you're seeing some guys earn as much as $20, $25 million a year. But, you know, look, when you play overseas, the team does pay your local tax. They pay all your expenses, your apartment, your transportation, your health insurance. So, you know, the money you receive is pretty significant when you're making $50,000 to $75,000 a month and you really don't have any bills.
Keith, do you get to the point with some of the players that they're knocking on 30 years old? And they're still in the DL, and the NBA is looking like a distant prospect, not likely to happen. What's that conversation like at that point?
Boy, that is a tough conversation. It's basically like telling someone to give up on their dreams. And I've had that conversation, and what you have to point to is their family. And you have to say, listen, you know, to some extent, you know, everybody would love to be an owner of an NFL franchise. Everybody would love to be an actor. But at the same time, you have to be a realist. You have to come down to earth and say, you know, what's working against me? And have I heard my name called? So we have had that conversation, but we try to get them to understand that, you know, take a deep breath. There's no degradation to playing overseas, and you can do real well over there, and it's time to maybe, you know, move on.
Keith, it's been great talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Keith Kreider is president and CEO of Edge Sports International. That's a sports management and marketing group.